Уважаемый господин.
Distinguished Madam Chair, Distinguished Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, Distinguished colleagues, our group of member states of the Eurasian Economic Union places great importance on activities of the Working Party on the Programme Plan and Programme Performance. We believe that the major task ahead of upcoming sessions of the Working Party will be to appropriately implement into programme documents and the technical assistance strategies the priorities of the renewed mandate of UNCTAD following the 15th conference. And here we express our satisfaction with the outcome documents of UNCTAD 15 and the incorporation into these of many priorities put forward by our regional group. In particular, questions relating to investment, support for small and medium-sized enterprises, integration into the multilateral trade system and the non-acceptance of unilateral coercive measures, competition and counteracting the activities of transnational cartels. It's important that for the first time in UNCTAD's mandate, we see clear reflection of the integration issues. And for UNCTAD, we see opening up a broad spectrum of activities in this sphere. Our group, working constructively with our partners, will consistently advocate for the transformation of this positive agenda into concrete activities in UNCTAD. We're grateful to the Secretariat for the high-quality material reporting on technical assistance. We are satisfied with the rapid adaptation of technical assistance projects to addressing the important problems raised by overcoming the negative trade and economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic for beneficiary countries. Concerns are raised by the decrease in financing for technical assistance projects, in particular for LDCs. We share the opinion expressed in the Secretariat's document on the need to see an increase in contributions to the LDC Trust Fund and also for an increase in non-earmarked funds for the financing of technical assistance projects. We note with satisfaction the focus placed on countries in transition within technical assistance projects. We hope to see the share of these for these countries of technical assistance increase in the future. We also feel that we should substantively increase the regional component in the technical assistance work of UNCTAD, and this should be reflected, we believe, in the future strategy of technical assistance in strict compliance with the provisions of the renewed mandate after UNCTAD 15. To conclude, our group wishes to share the concerns expressed by the Group of 77 and China on the provision of interpretation for our meetings during the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you, Madam Chair.